I say, who loves Bo Diddley?
The Electric Prunes love Bo Diddley.
Yes.
Get Me to the World on Time.
Nifty.
That's one of those garage standards that every garage band would learn to play and would play as part of their repertoire, because they probably had one or two songs of their own.
The
they just played the stuff that.
But the rhythm, anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You can vamp. You can just park on that one. And
there I go. Get Me to the World on Time. Cosmic Slop.
It's
Get Me to the Air on Time.
Yes. It is Joel, I am Chuck, and for 2 hours they graciously let us come in and play our records and talk. And folks, listen, and we think that's awfully generous of you.
1, 2, nice to be here, sure is. 3, 4.
Just reminded me of the song I meant to bring today, and then it's on a laptop.
Oh, no.
It was a nifty theme song. I wanted to play it. But what was that thing? Which thing you were just singing?
Oh, that was an intro to Soft Boys thing. It was, I believe, what's that? It's the half live album, half studio album thing that I paid way too much money for.
Yeah, I know the thing.
It's the intro to the live half.
And there's
of
like
it.
Two different. We'll figure it out. And it's like two different titles. Like they titled each half of it separately. Mm-hmm. So when it gets listed, you're like, what? Yeah, what is that?
Precisely.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's where the studio version of Only the Stones Remain comes from.
The way this works is sometimes people call us and they want to tell us stuff, and we are happy to talk back to you. And you can call that number at 612-626-4770 or
1-800-626-4770 if you're out of range or out of change, or
go online, radiok.org, to listen to us live. You can look at the Cosmic Slop homepage, and you can email us requests at the following address.
Request@radiok.org.
Request@radiok.org.
That's request@radiok.org. And the Cosmic Slop homepage was down for about a day due to difficulties with my internet service provider. They made a bookkeeping mistake and
they yanked you.
Well, I had two separate accounts going, and what do they do when you have two separate accounts? They shut down your account. So it took me about a day to get things straightened out.
Whenever you try to fix something like that, that's, you know, I know you, being a technical-minded guy when it comes to the internet and
like,
the computers.
I know what the problem is. Fix this.
But you know, it's like when you want to mess around with things about how computers talk to each other and take accounts on, it's like shoving your hands into a black box where you can't see what's happening, and everything inside is like, you know, ether, literally.
It's Timothy Dalton sticking his hand in the big log and... In the Flash Gordon movie, hoping that the little space scorpion isn't going to sting him and cause him death and pain.
I'm going to make these things move around. I had a thing I was working on recently that just, you know, internet thing A was not communicating to internet thing B, and it all was, you know, one thing and one deep submenu needed to go click. It's the way they work sometimes.
Then there's my office where office entity A does not communicate with, say, office entity B, who is me, about these sweeping wide changes that they want to make to what entity B presents to the outside world. And then all of a sudden, it's a week away from go live date, and nobody had discussed it with me.
Oh, I see.
I'd heard rumblings, but nobody had actually formally talked to me about it until it's like, we're going to be doing this.
Those things need lead time.
It's coming up. I hope you'll be here.
So, well, I'm going on vacation.
Okay.
So anyway, we're figuring things out. There will be a meeting on Tuesday.
Well, good. I hope that works out.
Well, it'll work out just fine. It's no big technical deal. It's more just, you know, guys, tell the guy who's going to be doing this what you plan on doing, and then he can tell you, well, that's a good idea, or that's not such a good idea. As it stands, it's just like, well, I guess I'll have to do this regardless, which is maybe their point.
Heavens.
Anyway.
Office memo talk.
That's my job.
We're not going to play music today. We're simply going to open up the phone lines to you to complain about your job.
Yeah, that'd be great.
No, we're not.
Could you take and do that for me then? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to need you to come in on Saturday and Sunday, too. What are we going to play next?
Well... New York City. New York. It's a city so nice, you named it twice. There's stuff going on in New York this week. The Republican National Convention is descending upon the Big Apple.
And then there are puppets.
There will be puppets and bicycles and protesters and all like that. But New York City itself, its heart will go on. And so, we, in honor of New York and its visitors over the upcoming week, playing New York City's I'm Doing Fine Now, the song by the group New York City.
See? Mm-hmm. And so get discofied and picture either, you know, either people boogieing in the Republican convention inside the garden or people boogieing in the streets as they perhaps maybe could all be brought together by the healing power of some 70s dance music.
And if you are a television spot producer and you're perhaps looking for a less hackneyed background music bed for your New York-related news montage.
They could go for this.
You could go for this. This is I'm Doing Fine Now by New York City.
On Cosmic Slop.
On Radio K.
Just one call. Like a bunch of lunatics, we'll act two ways I start. From far beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly illogical. Girl meets boy. They fall in love. She says he's everything she's dreamed of. But when they get married, before he's aware, she changes his habits, the way he combs his hair. She changes him to someone he's never been, and then complains he's not like other men. Now really, I find this most illogical. Take the case of your automobiles. Greatest invention since man discovered wheels. Hydromatic overdrive, four on the floor. Push-button windows, push-button doors. Double-barrel carburetors rush you any place, but you never can find a parking space. Highly illogical. Take the case of modern man. He works all his life, gives it all he can. Saves all his money, works overtime. Pinches every penny, banks every dime. All he can think about is money, but you know that he can't take it with him where he's going to go. Now I find that fascinatingly illogical. Now is the time to journey home, to tell of what I've learned. My people, I believe, have every right to be concerned. For in spite of computers and advanced psychology, behavior patterns are still a mystery. I predict the future of this earthly human race is that having made a mess of Earth, they'll move to outer space. Well, there goes the neighborhood. Totally, completely, absolutely, irrevocable, highly illogical.
That swinging go-go sound is still as big in outer space as it ever was.
Oh, man.
Here in the mid-60s. That's Leonard Nimoy.
He released...
Highly illogical.
He released a lot of albums. Many of which...
He was a Renaissance man. Photographer, poet, singer.
Yep. And, and forever will be Spock.
Mm-hmm.
Even you punch up here, I was just trying to check how many albums he's got, and I know there are lots that are out of print that they aren't even listing here, but
yep.
even on the All Music Guide, the main picture that comes up is him as Spock holding a model of the Enterprise. It's like,
oh yeah, that's the cover of the Mr. Spock Sings Music from Outer
yes,
Space.
Yes, it is.
Where you find highly illogical.
Nothing funnier. You may have opinions on Shatner and whatnot, but those TV commercials with Nimoy being the guy that's suddenly usurping Shatner's job as the spokesman, there's nothing... Shatner's delivery on just casually going, hey, Leonard. Hey, Leonard.
Hey, Bill.
Very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, before the Nimoy...
Old friends... bookends. The Kings, by request.
Yes, switching.
This beat goes on, Switching to Glide.
Yep. It's
Switching to Glide was the single. The album, The Kings Are Here, has This Beat Goes On and Switching to Glide merged into each other at the very beginning of the record. So, you know, DJs playing the album version instead of the single version.
Zoomed right on in.
Yeah, made Elektra release, or Epic? Elektra? Epic?
Who cares?
One of those E labels that didn't have their reissue act together, which made the Kings Are Here kind of a difficult record to find for a while. Anyhow, This Beat Goes On, Switching to Glide was released as a single.
Yep.
In the combined form, and that's what we've got right there.
And
The Kings.
Yes.
In New York City, I'm Doing Fine Now, Without You, Babe.
And we heard from Dean and Laurie, some fine New York suggestions as well. We're not doing a formal theme, but you know, when you mention it, then people are going to make suggestions.
Get Out of My House by Kate Bush from... from Yeah, that's good stuff. We'll think of something.
Hey, I need to issue an on-air apology to a gentleman who called in last week. We had a slightly more chaotic show than normal with a couple people coming in, and a guy called up wanting us to play a song we did not have. Nonetheless, I was going to try to mention on the air that he wanted to send it out. He's trying to salvage a relationship.
Ooh.
Yep, and we failed him. 100%. Mm-hmm. And we certainly hope that everything turned out all right.
Well, absolutely.
And that our lack of being able to come up with the tune in short order wasn't the cause. You know, maybe that would have been it. We could have been the catalyst. Maybe, well, geez, I hope we didn't wreck it for you, buddy.
Well, it's the Hippocratic Oath, at the very least.
Do no harm.
And, well, we didn't do much of anything, which... that is the very least.
There's lots of requests we either can't get to or don't get to around other stuff, and then there are ones with special things tied to them, and heavens. Sorry, guy. Sorry, guy.
Bye, guy.
Bye, guy.
So.
Oh, and I also got a friend of Slob John called up when Yes is coming to town, and he being our big Yes expert.
Mm-hmm.
He's letting me know what's. I get the run up to the show and
who's in the band at this point.
It's pretty straightforward lineup of the Yes. They're playing one of the theaters.
They look like a Pirates of the Caribbean mechanical display. They're kind of scary looking guys.
The one picture that's up on the Radio K music director's door is a shot from a recent show that's promoting their latest deal, and they're all dressed. They're all dudes in their 50s wearing. Funny stage costumes, but they aren't on stage at the time, I don't think. At the very least, it looks very awkward.
Yeah, they're doing the rock bow, but yeah, it's like a Rocky Horror riff-raff look-alike contest. They're all crabbed old men with long stringy hair. And
speaking of pirates, did you...
pirates! I suspect pirates.
Did you see the Jesse Ventura business that was in the paper today?
No, I did not. What is our former governor up to now?
He's got a new look.
A new look?
Yes.
Is it the same as the old look?
No. It's bearded and wearing like a little skull cap hat thing tied back. And he's got strands of beard with beads and things sticking out in little braids off the ends of his chin.
Oh, that's the old Jesse the Body look.
Well, yeah, but he's doing it in a
without the feather boa. And the sparkly sunglasses.
It's more like bad dude kind of vibe, you know. Anyway, Nick Coleman has a column about it, and he says this, you expect Jesse, who needs to be the center of the attention, to really, always kind of do something to draw attention to himself at whatever he's involved in.
Because Rick Nielsen only has one braid in his beard.
That's right.
Jesse's got to have two.
But it says, but this time it's like he's actually taunting. I dare any of you jackals to point out the fact that there are things hanging off of my face. And he says, so I'll do it. There are things hanging off of his face. And then there's a funny thing that morphs a bunch of pictures of him throughout his career. But he was looking like, he had like a Castro thing going when he was, doing his fellowship out at the university out east and was bearded and stuff. So
elder statesman.
But now he's got a kind of a crazy beard going. Interesting.
That's nice.
Not to sound like too much of a shill for the paper, but really, there's some very funny pictures if you'd like to see the evolution of Jesse Ventura's face in his professional public career.
Mm-hmm. Can't beat him during the East-West Connection days with Adrian Adonis with the pink splotchy tights the frizzy fringe.
And the bejeweled chin.
The bejeweled chin. Yeah, I know. It was a look. It was a really good look.
I was a kid that watched the AWA on Saturdays, on weekends, Saturday and Sunday mornings a lot. And
All-Star Wrestling is sanctioned by the AWA, the American Wrestling Association.
My favorite moment.
Polycarbo Commissioner.
My favorite was part when Mean Gene Okerlund is interviewing Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a whole thing as people would nickname him Weasel, and he didn't like being called Weasel, and they'd call him the Weasel behind his back, and then they'd challenge him to his face, and he'd get mad.
Mm-hmm.
And then just out of no place, standing there, one-on-one, just him and Mean Gene.
Mm-hmm.
Heenan just all of a sudden goes, did you just call me Weasel? a complete shtick that like somehow he was hearing voices.
Mm-hmm.
You just called me, I did not. You did, you just called me Weasel. I said no such thing. I did not,
Bobby Heenan.
I did not. I would never call you that. And then he starts going, somebody call me Weasel. And he starts looking around and he knocks down the cardboard sign, the set behind him. Somebody's back here. Who's behind there? Oakland, you're behind this. Somebody call me Weasel. You know, he's like, he's tearing up this, you know, the makeshift set to somehow reveal that somebody someplace was calling him Weasel, and he was, you know, on edge about it.
Mm-hmm.
I did no such thing. But it's the moment where just out of no place, he just goes, you just called me Weasel. And clearly he had not.
Clearly I have not called you Weasel, Bobby Heenan.
Exactly.
You're hearing voices.
Yes. What should we play for music?
Oh, I don't know.
I've been on the phone, so you've been picking tunes.
More or less. Well, Queen.
That would be just fine.
Well, it's some ponderous, pompous, overblown Queen.
Yes.
Actually, no, this one rocks. This is Now I'm Here.
Oh, I like this one.
Yeah.
No, this one's got the full breakdown and...
Oh, yeah.
It's
operatic in all the right ways.
It may come as a surprise to you, but there are some overdub multi-tracked vocals by Freddie Mercury on this Queen mm-hmm. song. Check it out.
And regardless of what we're going to play right now,
yeah.
Radio K proud to sponsor a listening party for the Libertines on Wednesday, September 1st at the Imperial Room. Doors of this 21 and over event at 9 p.m. The Imperial Room is located at 417 First Avenue, downtown Minneapolis. For more information, the Imperial Room's phone number is 612-376-7676.
Salutes.
The All-American Room. Got all the 76s in there. But no, it's the Imperial Room. Wednesday, September 1st.
Very nice.
The Libertines. Now, Queen.
Now I'm Here on Cosmic Slot.
On Radio K.
Part of Radio K's programming is made possible by the students of the University of Minnesota through their student activities fee.
I love my suit.
He loves his suit.
It keeps me warm.
It keeps him warm.
It feels so good. It makes me smile. It fits my form.
Sutherland Brothers and Quiver.
Yes.
I don't want to love you, but you got me anyway.
That's a real darn generic sounding band and song.
Yeah. Quiver the band. Sutherland Brothers and Quiver. That's how they were being billed when that was a hit here in the U.S.
Gotcha.
But they were Quiver for a while in the U.K.
But the Sutherland Brothers could not be contained.
No, they could not be contained.
They had to break out from the pack.
Oh, those guys.
Step into the spotlight.
Ringo Starr in the center with I Love My Suit.
A Harry Nilsson
song? It's a Nilsson composition. It was a commercial for a leisure suit company in Japan.
And Ringo
was 1974.
Their spokesman.
Yeah. I Love My Suit.
Isn't there...
There are others out there, too.
But isn't there a... wasn't there a monkey connection? Like Davy Jones is supposedly singing in the background or something?
Dolan's,
okay.
They were all drinking.
He's the one that was hanging with the vampires crowd.
The Hollywood vampires. Ringo Starr, I Love My Suit. And Queen, Now I'm Here.
Now I'm Here. See, it makes me, now it's got me, we were just talking on the phone with Bill Tuomala.
Mm-hmm.
And of ReedaExile.com. He's a good guy, and talking about Queen, but got us talking about Iron Eagle, the fine movie Iron Eagle.
Uh-huh.
Is that Macchio and Lou Gossett Jr.?
Lou Gossett Jr. overacting.
Yes. That thing you did in Officer or Gentleman, we need you to do that over here.
Over here
in the Air Force.
Again, yeah. The bald mustachioed authority figure.
But there's a Queen tune in the movie. It's One Vision. There's a really cool video that's just them in the studio, which translates to really cheap to make video. And yeah. And interspersed with footage from the film. But I haven't heard that song in a while, and I'm curious
how
distorted my memory is of whether that's a good song or not.
I think that's around here somewhere.
But even standing in front of the old spit guard in the microphone, and they're mm-hmm. all standing in their little isolation booths rocking out, he still puts on the full show. Mercury was like, oh, yeah, look at him. He's doing the fist and the pump and the, yeah. You know, he's in a 4x4 booth.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you'd think he was in front of
the microphone catches
a giant
the hand flail.
Stadium
that,
in Rio.
It adds that special energy
mm-hmm.
to the mix. It's not just Brian May and his fireplace guitar.
No, it is not.
It's not just.
They could rock out all they want, but somebody had to go out there and sell mm-hmm. it.
And, Freddie Mercury, a fine salesman.
Yes.
Perhaps wearing one of Ringo Starr's leisure suits.
I saw a picture recently, an ad for a leisure suit, a one-piece sort of, not leisure suit, a one-piece kind of
zip-up. Oh, a coverall?
Unitard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had really hilarious 70s. When you're, you know, when you need an outfit that shows off all you've got, you need one of these.
Oh, that thing. The guy with the big mustache is a white zip-up coverall thing. I found that picture years ago.
It floated around mm-hmm. up on pile.
It's made its way through again.
Yes, it has.
It's it's got some kind of name too, like the Eliminator or something.
It does. And then when I see zip-up leisure suit, all I ever think about is mm-hmm. Larry streaking Action. Through the party on Three's Company. Wearing, unzipping his one-piece
Larry
unitard. Larry, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, and yeah, it's when the show started to concentrate on Larry
mm-hmm.
that it really jumped the shark.
Larry. Jack Stewardesses. I have a whole box of engagement rings.
Oh, but Mr. Furley.
Yeah.
So.
What?
Well, Sandy Shaw.
Yes.
Icy. Mid-60s British chanteuse.
Mm-hmm.
Known for performing barefoot on stage,
mm-hmm.
and also known for her closely guarded private life, kind of a crab, as these things go, and doesn't really.
Was that what she was hiding? Was the fact that she was kind of a crab, or were there
no.
other things that she just was very
nah,
private about?
She was just kind of a Harrison Ford type, just sort of.
Okay.
I don't have any time for this really, yeah. and one of her biggest hits in the UK was a Eurovision song that she always hated and loathed performing. And we're not going to play that, but we are going to play a song that was made popular here during the New Wave era
mm-hmm.
by Naked Eyes.
Oh, yes.
It's There's Always Something There to Remind Me, and it's a Sandy Shaw song, and it's hers. She does it, and Naked Eyes, they do a fine version of it. But
yep.
No, Sandy Shaw has got that little, you know, that little samba beat.
Naked Eyes have gigantic
got the Glockenspiel.
You know, timpani and Glockenspiel coming in. Mm-hmm.
No, here it is, Sandy, S-A-N-D, I-E, Shaw, with theirs, in parentheses, always something there to remind me.
On Cosmic Slot.
On Radio K.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take recalls how much in love we used to be. Oh, how can I forget you? When there is always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me. I was born to love you. And I will never be free. You'll always be a part of me. When shadows fall, I pass. Oh.
A little fella named Robin McNamara, a song called Lay a Little Lovin' on Me from the turn of the 70s.
Yes.
He's a stage dude, like a musical stage dude.
That suit and that album cover.
Mm-hmm. He's kind of like Doug Henning, but without the mustache. He's a goofy-looking little dude. Lay a Little Lovin' on Me is a big hit. Before that, Johnny Kidd and the Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps the greatest early-era British rock and roll band.
Yes, they were.
Johnny Kidd and the Pirates are awesome. And that's I'll Never Get Over You, so, with a kind of a Merseybeat sound.
If you're a Who fan, as I am, that's where
Shaking All Over comes from.
Mm. It's a groovy tune when the Who does it, but it's also groovy when Johnny Kidd and the Pirates do it.
And if you're a Motorhead or Girl School fan, or
yep.
a fan of both of them, Please Don't Touch is also a Johnny Kidd and the Pirates song. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to play that, but there were technical difficulties. Sandy Shaw started things off with There's Always Something There to Remind Me. That's Naked Eyes. That's
all I hear is the Shaw. Naked Eyes version in my head, because that's the one I heard first. And then Naked Eyes, two hits and off they went.
Something like that, yeah.
One of them does like production for something. VH1 captured them up unaware they are once, and he's like,
I don't want to talk.
Doing children music. No, they were very nice. They just, here's my new project.
Mm-hmm.
There's work to be had. You don't have to be a superstar to make a living doing music.
Mm-hmm. And if there's lawn work to be done, call Herb Feimster and the latest Peaches, and they can mow your lawn.
The which reminds me, did you catch this? This goes back actually a little ways, but Syreeta
mm-hmm.
passed away.
Yes, she did.
She did, the former wife of Stevie Wonder,
mm-hmm.
co-author of Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually she was the... Peaches and Herb made my brain go right to Billy Preston and Syreeta doing mm-hmm. I'm Born Again.
I'm Born Again. No, she recorded as Rita Wright,
mm-hmm.
then Syreeta Wright, then just Syreeta, and then the Stevie Wonder stuff, and
right.
then Billy Preston and Syreeta, and so forth and so on. A musical powerhouse.
Mm-hmm.
A force in the industry.
Yes.
A highly placed woman songwriter in the Motown pantheon, and not a whole lot of those.
Anybody that managed to carve themselves out of even a bit of credit on a Motown song,
mm-hmm.
hey, there's some clout is being tossed around.
So there you go.
So good for her.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't mentioned it on the air again. Mark did it before, and we should have mentioned it at least once or twice by now.
Okay.
We'll be at the State Fair next week.
Next week!
I just talked to Stuart on the telephone. He called
mm-hmm.
in.
Hi, you
giving
guys.
Us some of the details.
Mm-hmm.
Said he didn't have details. Much else to do, so he was listening to the radio, and
okay.
these two guys that talk a lot and sing too much.
Uh-huh.
He's listening to us anyway.
Okay.
He loves us, but he listens anyway.
Yay. Thanks, Stuart.
But, we will be out at the State Fair on the U of M stage on Dan Patch Avenue, right on the fairgrounds, live from 2 to 4, the regular show time. And we will be, two guys in public talking and tapping.
Oh, that should be something.
It will be.
And well, I've already it'll be something.
I just got off the phone with the guy that says, I hate the State Fair, but I'm coming to see you guys.
Oh,
so that,
okay.
So thank you. But it shall be nifty. I think we should have a large display of demonstrations that really only work visually. And then the challenge is to us to really accurately describe
the cosmic slop scramble board.
Yes. Well, the beauty of course. That's right. play Hangman on the radio. It's a event. We could have somebody perform open heart surgery, and we would describe it in detail.
Oh, I could do that.
You actually can do that.
I've done that. Sort of. As long as you don't have to sew anybody back together. Mm-hmm. I can do the open heart surgery as long as there's no sewing back together.
I could do card tricks.
Mm-hmm.
That always works on the radio.
Yeah.
Or juggling. We could have professional jugglers. Mm-hmm. We know professional jugglers.
We do. Professional flame jugglers.
Mm-hmm.
Flames and blades and things. And those guys, they'll take advantage of any opportunity to perform in public.
That's good radio.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, next week, Cosmic Slop live at the State Fair. We have generously been offered one of the slots and we're doing the show. I don't think we did that from the fair once a long time ago. Back when we were...
I think a couple of times up on the stage just kind of standing there and people playing...
But not doing our show necessarily. We did a lot of things where we went out and just, you know...
Just kind of stood there?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, we did... No, just regular shifts.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
We haven't done our show out there.
Oh, no, we haven't.
I think we have to go back to the education building days
sitting around
headset.
In the back corner by the little HA League.
Sweltering.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case...
Interacting with potted plants.
If you've not been to the fair yet, if you're waiting to figure out which day to go, allow us to perhaps be bait.
Might as well be Sunday.
Sure.
Sunday, next Sunday.
1 week from today. Cosmos Slop live at the Minnesota State Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Now what? The phone has been constant today.
Lots of people.
Joel's just picking tunes.
But it's a beautiful day outside. It's not all shut-ins looking for friends. It's like people who are actually listening to the show, regardless of what the weather conditions are like.
Friend of Slop, Gary Hornseth, driving in from the family, from a cabin someplace. I don't know if it's the family cabin. But he's in Wisconsin, and he's driving back across the roads. Thought it'd be fun to take the back roads and take something different than the highway, the freeway to get his way home.
He's taking the back roads so he wouldn't get weighed.
Yes, but what he's determined is that it really wasn't worth it. He really wishes he was on the freeway and was just getting home.
Oh, that's scenic. It's windy and scenic.
But
get some jerky or something. Stop along the way, get some sweet corn and jerky.
So, road trip and music. He's calling from the car, and he needs some Adrian Belew music that we probably can't come up with.
Yeah, sorry about that. But how about Earl Vince and the Valiants?
Okay.
It's Fleetwood Mac, Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac.
Right.
Under an assumed name. It's the B-side of the Albatross 45, which is a lovely, ethereal little instrumental.
Right.
But on the other side, it's Earl Vince and the Valiants. No, wait, the Man of the World 45, sorry.
Okay.
Which is a lovely ethereal vocal thing. But no, Earl Vince and the Valiants. Jeremy Spencer, the second guitarist of Fleetwood Mac, coming to the fore on this one.
And they decided to just
he's kind of a rockabilly
name themselves
guy.
Something else for the hell of it, apparently.
Correct. It's somebody's going to get their head kicked in tonight by Earl Vince and the Valiants.
On Cosmic Slop.
On Radio K.
Tonight. Minneapolis, St. Paul, and KUOM FM, St. Louis Park, Radio K.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up, and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, well, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a wine. I've been a passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. But it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like a some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a checking on down the line. Well, I'm a little overweight and my logbook's away behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. Dodge all the scales.